Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it.
Good morning, all.
What is good, beautiful folks? Hope you're enjoying this beautiful morning, taking deep breaths. And I have a beautiful show for you today, so I'm excited to get into it. Beth, you want to introduce it?
Yeah, absolutely. So happy day, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about listening to our bodies. We're going to be talking about the wisdom that lives in the body and how it can guide us towards our purpose if we are willing to listen.
God, the divine's feedback loop that was hardwired into the technology that we are. You know, and I want to share a quick insight, Beth, before we launch off for the perspective. And that is to just, I we look at the technology we have today and all of the advancements that we're making in the technological realm. And still, I like to just make clear how far behind nature we still are. And like the infinite complexity and the harmony that is created and the simple elegance. And one thing I love is the feather. You look at the feather of a bird with all of the thousands or hundreds of thousands of little slithers that make up the feather that makes it so you can bend it and then run your fingers back, and it comes back to its original design. And the different kinds of feathers, the fluffy ones, the long ones, the short ones, all to design to create intuitive flight so that a bird can, like, take off. It can stop on a dime. It can cut direction in mid-flight. And now you look at an airplane. And you look at that big clunky-ass piece of wing that we've created that needs jet propulsion just to get the massive thing off of the air. And it's like a barge. It's like a big ship in water. It's not like that. You know? It can't turn. Yeah. It can't stop in the air. It can't course correct. And that is technology of where it is. And so although we get excited for what the next technological advancement they're going to sell us is, I want you to look at it like that clunky-ass wing of a plane to the infinite, elegant design of the human body and consciousness. They're trying to reproduce the magic that we already are. And I'm like, if we could line up to understand how to unlock the next aspect of our intuitive design, we'd be so much further as a humanity, as a people. And so that's what this conversation we're actually having is. You are breathing in the most advanced piece of technology on Mama Earth right now. And we want to understand how do we unlock its design and then put that design to work in creating a world that works for everyone, a world that makes sense again. So how's that?
I love that so much. And I think whenever I come back to the present, you know, y'all, we do a show on Fridays called Birth Your Dream, and I remember watching a documentary series one time that goes through the process of a baby's development from conception all the way through birth, and all the different stages and all of the things that have to happen just right for you to have a fully formed ear and hand and heart and lungs and all the things that make up our bodies, you know? And even just the statistical improbability that conception, that a sperm will even find an egg and implant and grow. It's statistically we shouldn't even be here, you know? Like, it's statistically highly unlikely, nearly impossible, and yet look how many of us are. Look how many humans exist on the planet. You are a walking miracle in motion. And I remember that all the time, too, how many things are happening inside our bodies all the time that we don't have to think about. Our lungs are breathing. Our hearts are beating. Our eyes are blinking. Our ears are hearing. Our noses are smelling. I mean, just, our bodies just function because that's what they're naturally designed to do. There's an entire ecosystem inside of us that's working together symbiotically all the time. And it's just the beauty and the magic of nature. It really is miraculous. Life is miraculous.
And to add to that, it's the autonomic system.
Mm-hmm.
However, consciousness is designed to have control over the autonomic system.
Uh-huh.
We are actually designed like a pilot in a cockpit, looking at all those blinking lights, you know what I'm saying? And understanding how everything works and how every light and every toggle has to do with some function of the plane. Folks, we were designed to have that level of connection to this design. We are meant to be in the cockpit. We were never given the manual, though, purposefully. We were never given the manual to how to turn it on, how to make executive decisions, how to redirect energy, how to understand when we're going into certain environments. We might have to, like up our immune system, or we might have to downplay our breathing. Like, we might have to, like, make adjustments because consciously we know where we're going, where our body is not going to know until it gets there. And so, once again, this is about taking back the reins of the creative design that we were entrusted with. And the miracle that we are, it is worthy of a lifetime, exhausting lifetimes to pass down. Like, what if we could pass to our kids a more concretized manual than our parents handed us? And then they could take that manual and refine it and hand it to their children and pass it down until it makes sense again. Like, until we are walking conscious. Like, I think we downplay the idea of conscious. I don't even think we understand what conscious really means. I think when we use it, we use it way too lightly. Like, we are, I think we need to elevate the word conscious and get that we can strive to better understand what it would feel to be fully conscious in these human creations, human bodies.
Amen
so
to
into,
that.
Let's get into the feedback loop. What was alive for you? Because we talked about it yesterday. Either you're walking in a state of perfection. There is nothing imperfect about you. The only time you can be imperfect with an M is when you're qualifying your self-worth against something else, when there's judgment in the space. Or what do you call that, Beth? When, like, you're trying to look at someone else to see how you're doing. What is that called?
Comparison.
Yeah. If you take away comparison, you take away judgment, there can be no such thing as imperfection. There can only be what is. And what is what is. It's perfect. It is as it is, and you can't change it. So the only thing you can do is be with it and then choose what you want to do with what is. And so we're going to remove the judgment. We're going to remove the comparison. We're going to get that you're a miracle. We're going to get to however you carry weight, whatever your skin tone, whatever scars you may have carried through the way of school of hard knocks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you've been calling an imperfection, today you are walking in a state of perfection. When Betsy and I are live, we are in a state of perfection, and that's why we're able to make mistakes as we're remembering how perfect we are in every breath we take. And breathing it and speaking it. And so that's how we want to approach this conversation.
100%. And what we were talking about, you know, yesterday and this morning, love, was that feedback loop, that your body gives you an immediate feedback loop on what feels true and right. as you move through life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like most of us can relate to that. You know, you meet a person or you're offered an opportunity or something and you feel it. You feel you have a response in your body. It's like it's an
yep.
instinctual gut response. And
yep.
that is really the guiding factor that's going to tell you, you know, what's correct for you or not. And the question is,
yep.
are you tuned into that response? Do you know how to
yep.
pay attention for it? And do you trust it?
Exactly. No, it's so important and it's so simple and it's built into you, you know? It's like built in that
yes.
if you eat a food that doesn't serve your body and you listen, your body will let you know. That's why I love when, like, when, dude, I'm 35 years old when someone taught me the importance of chewing, right? And how
uh-huh.
when you chew 32 times, your saliva is the first step in digestion. Not only that, when you chew that many times, you slow the process of consumption down. Not only do you enjoy the tastiness of your food more because you're spending more time with it, you're preparing your stomach to be able to process it. And
mm-hmm.
in the time of those bites, your stomach has time to let you know when it's full. When you're
mm-hmm.
just like shoveling food into your mouth and swallowing it, your stomach doesn't have time to be like, that's enough. Because there's already like 8 bites coming down when
mm-hmm.
it's trying to send that message up. So everything in us is designed to function if we honor the design of it. And so the foods we meet, like Betsy says, when you're hanging out with certain people, certain situations, you enter certain environments, certain stores, I like to say, I give a store
mm-hmm.
twice. If I go into your store and I pay my energy, which is my green chi, and I leave feeling worse than I came in, I'll give you one more try. If I leave a second time, I am done with you. It's
mm-hmm.
a wrap because it's precious. This is my life force. And so
yeah.
that's my feedback loop telling me, nah, this isn't for you. So this is same thing with, like, your purpose. Betsy, do you know how many people are walking around, like, on a high level of compression because the gift
yeah.
of them is being untapped and it's continuing to pour, you know? Like,
yeah.
it's flowing in them. And then they think it's their job they don't like. Then they think it's their partner they don't like. Then they think it's
yeah.
their friend that they don't like. When
yeah.
or their environment or their city they don't like. When it's actually they are on a huge level of compression and every alarm is going off saying, you must pay attention to me. I am
yeah.
part of the reason. You are breathing. You cannot pause
yes.
me. You cannot swallow me. You cannot hold me down. I will
yeah.
have my day of reckoning. And if you don't get on board, then you're going to feel the pressure of me
totally.
Like if I'm coming against you. That's a big one right
yep.
now, folks. That's
yes.
a big one. The answer to that is really quiet time. Michael Williams said, wash your brain. Your brain is like anything else. It's taking in so much information. It's taking in so much soot. There's so much nonsense being thrown at it that if you're not washing your brain a couple times a day, it's like a laundry machine that's full. Like that you
yeah.
overstuff it. The good stuff can't get to it to clean it. So I'm off. I'm flying. But what do you get, Beth? What are you getting? You get it. I know I'm.
I've had so many thoughts throughout the course of what you said, and now they're a little jumbled. But
all right, I said a lot.
I'm tuning in to feel, you know, which of the things wants to kind of be named and come through.
Well, let's talk about the compression of the gift that you are. Like for the people out there, like there's a feedback loop. Like you eat, you're intolerant to a food. You gotta, you know, you're gonna have a reaction. Now the same thing about chewing, a lot of times we're eating a bunch of different foods together. And so the message of today is slow down. Slow down. Joy is after you. Slow down. Peace is looking for you. Slow down. Wellness is hunting you.
Yeah.
You know, joy is after you, but you got to slow it down. Take deep breaths in. Like if you want to figure out what foods are not are bothering you, you got to separate it and eat one food at a time. And then give your body an average with that food and see how your body feels. If you want to know how a person is, you got to slow down and you got to bring that person to like nature, go on a hike with them where all your senses are relaxed, and then have a conversation with that person. And then you'll be able to feel them. But if you're in a busy cafe and this TV's on in the background and everyone is having these energetics, like it's very hard to really feel what the nuances of the feedback loop are telling you. Now, the more time you spend with them, the more you'll know the voice and you'll be able to master it and hear it anywhere. But it's going to take time. It's going to take time to cultivate that level of relationship with it.
You know, as you're saying that though, I'm wanting to like bring us back around to the concept of this physical, this bodily embodied feedback loop, because I'm remembering one of the things you said earlier that I responded to, where you were describing when you were walking into a store, and one of the things that I always guide people when they're trying to feel into if something is right for them or not, that I've heard from a lot of my clients, and I feel like it's the best indicator that I've found so far across the board, is does something give you energy or does it deplete you? And this can go for anything. Like you were talking about in the context of the store, like do I leave with more energy or at least the same amount of energy I came in with, or do I leave with less when I'm patroning a store?
Or do,
it's the same
or do
thing
I leave
as like
a heightened. Do I leave with a heightened sense of love and appreciation and feeling worthy, or do I leave with a less one? And as we continue, Beth, I just want to be clear, because you made a statement that confused me, because it made it seem like we left the conversation of the feedback loop. And for me, I don't feel like we ever left it. I feel like just like the one you're mentioning right now, if you don't know how you feel before you enter the store, you won't know how you feel before you leave the, after you leave the store. If you're in a state of overwhelm, you have to slow it down.
I didn't mean we'd gotten off topic. I meant I was coming back around to a point from when we were talking about the feedback loop that you said that had sparked something in me and just came back up again.
Beautiful. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, because this is the part, like, first we want to talk about how important the feedback loop is. Then we have to talk about how to actually apply the feedback loop and the value that it will bring. And the disharmony it creates when we're distracted from it, from giving it its place. So, 100%.
Well, I think a lot of times also part of the issue is that people try to override what their body is telling them. Like they lose the energy or they get to – or whatever the response, like you were saying. Sometimes it's that they don't recognize how they were feeling before, but sometimes they're getting a signal and they're like, well, I feel like I should be feeling energy in relation to this. I feel like I feel like this is a quote unquote good opportunity or place or store or person or whatever. Like I should be feeling such and such a way. There must be something wrong with me in this moment. So I'm just gonna push through this signal and do it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's not the move, you know? Ooh. Like And that's some of that judgment piece, and that's where the trust comes in, you know? And I like this idea of, like, does it give you energy or does it deplete you? And I think that sometimes it's helpful if you're in an environment, like, y'all are hearing Love and I live on the air, like, I'll say something and it'll resonate funny with him or with me, and we'll just check in and be like, hey, you know, I'm feeling this. Is this what you're feeling or is that what you intended? And then we can talk through it. But out in the real world, you know, sometimes people feel comfortable doing that. Sometimes they don't.
Most of the time not, I would say.
Most of the time not. And so if you're just internalizing like, oh, this is something that's wrong with me, instead of being able to check in with your environment and and either talk it out or or assume that it has something to do with something going on around you, then you're going to miss the signal or not respond according to the signal.
Yes. Yes. And it's a setup, folks. It's a setup. Like, it's in our self-help industry where, you know, it is built in, the idea that when it doesn't work for you, that you're most likely to question yourself than question the source of what is being given to you. Because we've been sold that we are imperfect and not that we are in a state of perfection. If we realize we're in a state of perfection and someone gives us something and it's not applicable, then we should be testing the source. Well, why'd you sell me a lemon? You know, you buy a car and the car doesn't drive. You're not going to be like, what's wrong with me? And be like, that car salesman was shady. I think it's the same thing we got to look at with our spiritual help, with our self-help. Like, a lot of things, just in the wash and the compression of capitalism, they sometimes lose their pure reason for beginning. I believe most people start with great intentions. I really give it to them. I think we all wake up wanting to do the best we can with our day.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
totally.
And so the conversation we're having is, if you can take the time to slow down, and then being willing to put yourself around others that are doing the same, it's going to be essential. Because once you start listening to your feedback loop, you're going to start finding sourness in your life. And then you're going to want to start addressing it and maybe choosing to avoid certain foods, avoid certain places, avoid certain people. And maybe there may be very close people to you that there are aspects of sourness in the relationships. And then you're going to want to go and start addressing those. And then those people are going to have to be willing to play the high game of the feedback loop as well. Because, you know, this is, it all is, but this is, I like simplicity. I like things that make sense. And I believe that I love a game when I know the rules and I know how to know how I'm doing in it, you know? And I believe the conscious game of the feedback loop is the first, is the perfect, scorecarding, you know?
Yeah.
It lets me know how much energy do I have today, how much peace am I experiencing, how much gratefulness am I experiencing, how productive am I being, you know? Like, how are the people around me, how much connectedness am I experiencing? These are the scorecards of my day, and my feedback loop is what helps me raise my score when I slow down, breathe. Remember, I'm in a state of perfection, and listen to the feedback loop and then make adjustments and then pivoting to heightening that scorecard.
100%. Well, I feel like the assignment for people this week is to listen to, start paying attention to that feedback loop.
Slow down. First one is slow down. You're doing too much. Slow down, you're doing too much. That is a definite. Wash your brain. Michael B. Williams, he left us. Wash your brain, folks. Take that time where, like, your brain is like a hard drive. It's being pummeled with information, with open tabs. You got to close those tabs. You got to delete them. You got to remove them from your psyche. And you got to open, make sure that the tabs of your connection to spirit, connection to self, connection to worth, connection to purpose, connection to belonging without conforming, that you're leaving those tabs wide open and getting that full signal, you know? You don't want those leeches, you know, sucking signal from the channels that really fill you up and empower you and implore you. And then the third one for me is on purpose, folks. Whatever lights you up and whatever pisses you off are most likely the same thing. And you have something beautiful to bring. And please pay attention to how to bring it at least once a day. It does. You don't have to clean all the water in the world. You can clean, you know what I'm saying? You can do one thing in your area for water, you know? You don't have to feed every homeless person. You can feed a homeless person today. You don't have to save, empower every person of African descent, but you can definitely lift one person of African descent up today. And it's contagious. When someone sees someone doing good, it sparks the remembering in them, like, that's what I'm here to do too. It does. Mm-hmm. It, like, remembers us. When we're exposed to goodness in action, it remembers the core in us, and the feedback loop reminds us, hey, dude, hey, missus, that's why you're supposed to be doing it too, in your own way. Mm-hmm. You don't have to clean up the world. You can pick up trash in your neighborhood, on your street, on your corner, mm-hmm. you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
like, just take a deep breath and start where you are and let it grow in your favor. It will grow.
Yes. And start paying attention also to when you're getting those signals of what gives you energy or what depletes you, and mm-hmm. trust it. Because if your energy is getting depleted from any number of places, you won't necessarily yep. have the energy to be doing what Love just talked about.
Well, even not even so. Like, what I want to tell the people is, like, if you're upright and you're breathing, there's something you can do in alignment with your purpose in this world. Like, mm-hmm. how many people, Beth, are thinking, what could one person do right now? Right?
Oh, yeah.
And uh-huh. the reason they're thinking that is because they're always thinking of the substantial nature of the dis-ease that they're the medicine for, you know? Like,
yeah.
And so they look at this substantial size, seemingly problem, disease, and then they look at what they feel is this insignificant piece of medicine, and they weigh
yes.
it against it. When that's why I bring it back. If whatever it is that pisses you off, like if women's rights piss you off, you can empower a woman today. You can find a woman and do something that makes her feel like more of herself today. I assure you, you can do that. You can call a woman right now in your phone and just tell them that they are a fucking rock star,
yeah.
that they are doing a good job. Give them the Alicia Keys song, good job. Be like, this is you right now. The voice in your head is saying, Spirit told me to call you and tell you you are doing a good job.
Yeah.
All right? And it means the world when people do this for us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Those times when people just call us out the blue and we remember that we're remembered, you know, and that this lie that we're alone is nonsense, that we are billions
yeah.
deep right now.
Yep.
And that's it. It's just a space between us. And so that's what I want to say. I really want to anchor that back. Slow down, do something. And appreciate yourself for doing it. That's the second one for me today. Is like when you do
yeah.
something small, get off the phone and be like, I just touched someone's life today. And
yes.
celebrate that you chose to do that with your moment and you didn't choose to pick up Instagram or scroll Facebook,
yep.
you know? You didn't choose to
yep.
tune out. You tuned in. And because you tuned in,
yes.
you made a connection. And that connection has a positive impact. And then I want you to anchor that positive impact with a tap on the back, being like, I'm pretty cool, huh? I did something
yeah.
great. And that, my friends, is an applicable path to a sweet moment. It's an applicable path to a sweet moment in your day. All right? Did we do the thing?
Yes. We did the deal.
Right. Beautiful people, we're working for you. We're working for us. We're working for this planet, for everything that is. It is in perfection. It is in harmony. It is always working. Let's reclaim the pilot seat of our consciousness. Take the reins of this beautiful creation that we were gifted, the most valuable piece of real estate we will ever own. We are breathing inside of it, working inside of it. Let's take the reins of it. Let's turn on the do good button and put that goodness into action. Let's gain momentum and collectivity. Let's come together in a state where we can come in our full authority and sovereignty to work together,
yeah.
have a deep sense of belonging while knowing that you'll never be asked to conform to somebody else's idea of what you should be or could be, that's for you to decide. And as long as you're up to doing good in the world, we can do it together. All right? That's
uh-huh.
what I got for you today. Beautiful folks,
you
have a blessed
it.
Day. So many blessings. Peace out. Bye. All right, beautiful people.
Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.